Blaine.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Sunday the 30th of January. Sun is in Aquarius, ruled by Uranus, and planets are asking,
what was that?
Okay, what was it, and who are those planets?
Sun identity challenging Uranus, unexpected random ruler of Aquarius.
Okay.
While you have a good deal of influence over your own actions and responses, alas, the same cannot be said of your degree of influence over the other people involved in the scheme, setup, endeavor, etc. Moreover, it's entirely possible that your assessment of their reaction, commitment, etc., could cause you to under or overestimate their willingness or capacity to fall in with your program, not to mention their cooperation level. That said, keep in mind that it is entirely possible that your current recommendation was at one time perceived as a common sense solution, and if you hold fast, those involved will remember themselves and see the beauty of it. So take a moment before changing something you feel strongly about or caving into special interest groups or their equivalent, just to get it done. Also, be liberal about looking under rugs, behind curtains, in mouths, and so forth, to satisfy yourself that all is as represented. With these planets, it would not be a stretch to discover that an insurance that was rock solid at the time it was given, no worries, the check will go out tomorrow without fail, has run afoul of, for example, the post, the assistant's flu, early onset Alzheimer's, or some other thing.
Okay, signs particularly affected by the sun challenging Uranus.
Aquarius, Taurus, Leo.
And if one's birthday, 30th of January?
Now is the time to wave the white flag or do the necessary to bid adieu to any home, family, personal, property, or creative setups, true, not the shortest of lists, that no longer serve the purpose, live up to their billing, or make you sing and dance with glee. Bottom line, you gave at the office, and the moment has come to gain or claim your freedom.
Okay, great. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.